Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Hello and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. I'm your host, Greg Phelps, along with dementia care expert Tipa Snow. And Tipa, I'm going to start off with a paradoxical statement. Depression can nearly double the risk of developing dementia, and having dementia increases the risk of developing depression. Depression going unnoticed and untreated, and according to yet another study,
It turns out when you have chemistry in your brain that is not doing well, for whatever reason, it increases the risk that other chemical issues in your brain will actually not do well. And then we start to see structural changes in your brain that actually accompany, or you could start with structural changes. Well, they were chemical changes originally with dementia, and then they became structural changes. And that then affects the chemistry of your brain. So, I mean, to me, it's like, duh, of course the two are tightly linked. I mean, there's no way they wouldn't be, because both of them have to do with neurotransmitters, chemicals in your brain working or not working. Now, what I would say is, in both cases, it turns out the environment in which you exist, the activities in which you engage, the time that you spend feeling productive or valued or having fun and restoring yourself and really getting yourself in a better place also impacts those things. So, I mean, the tricky part for me is, if anybody thinks adding one chemical to that soup is going to change everything, they're wrong. It may be a piece of some people's puzzle. So managing depression, when we say that, right away people go, oh yeah, so I need to get my depression med. And it's like, well, the challenge is if you also have dementia and the depression, there are some studies that have indicated the med is less effective. And it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I would actually be surprised if it was as effective, because your brain is dying and changing. But if you're really depressed, doing things to engage your brain is not going to be what happens. So, of course, you're at higher risk for starting to have this failure that goes unnoticed. And what we don't know, chicken, egg, chicken. But what we do know is how we are with other people can change that, and in the environment with things to do that matter to us.
How come depression in seniors seems to go unnoticed? Do we sort of automatically assume that that's normal behavior?
Well, yeah, I mean, they have a lot of losses, and, you know, they're retiring, and, you know, like, friends are dying, and, you know, they're all physically frail, right? I mean, they're all going downhill. That's what happens to old people. They don't have the enjoyment they did. They can't taste things or smell things as well, right? And it's like, well, where do you get stuff like that? I mean, the
interweb.
And friends who are having issues. So this becomes common behaviors, it becomes equated to normal changes. And that's not true. Common does not equal normal. Common just is common. And so normal, typical shifts for human beings should be not dramatic like that. We shouldn't be seeing this. And so why would we allow it? I mean, if we had a kid that was doing it, we would be curious. We got to keep the same curiosity in aging, because aging and depression shouldn't be going hand in hand. They don't, actually. But aging and dementia is a higher risk phenomena. So if we know that, and we know depression is accompanying dementia, well, we could get more bang for the buck if we could deal with both of them with a plan of care that maybe focuses on what we can do, not what we can't do.
So I was just going to ask, how do we deal with that? Because quite often you go to the doctor says, well, she's got dementia. What do you expect?
Yeah. And it's like, well, I expect there to be a care plan. Okay. What's our care plan then? Because, and it's not, she's going to be dying. Well, I got that. We all are. How are we going to be living till then? I mean, what are some things environmentally, task-wise, support-wise, what do I need as a friend or a family member or a professional? What can I and should I be doing to address the possible combo of dementia and then not having a care plan, which will depress me or make me anxious? And I'm not the one living with dementia. Oh, duh. If I get depressed as a care partner and no one addresses my change, guess what? We got two for the price of one starting to brew. And that to me is not okay.
So if I were to reach out to a positive approach to care, because I don't really understand what's happening, can I talk to somebody and get some information on this? Because this is one of these topics that may require more than one sort of cross examination.
Yeah, for sure. You can talk to us either the consult line or the info line, but you can also come onto webinars. Sometimes we do webinars or we have offerings at on our Facebook page or on our Instagram. You can just pick up a few little clips there if you don't want to have an engagement yet, maybe a full engagement. Maybe you just want to sneak in and sort of listen first. Because often when you are depressed or anxious, the last thing you want to do is talk with somebody. Got it. So how about you listen in? And then maybe do something in chat, because we do open things up. Facebook is often live in the morning, and there's often an opportunity, if you have a question, enter it there. And then a really kind and thoughtful and trained people will get back with you. Nobody's going to ask you for what you can't do. Trust me.
I think this is also one of those occasions when people should take some strength from knowing that they're not alone in this journey. Yeah. This is sweeping the nation. It's sweeping the world. It's a phenomenal growth industry. I hate to say it.
Yeah. I know there are times when I have episodes of not feeling good about stuff, but I have a strategy. It's called go out and run, go out and walk, go out and find a way to make a difference about it instead of just holding on to it and digging deeper into that sense of hopelessness, helplessness. But that's me. And I recognize that. But what I could say is, what's yours? And if you're not using it, let's get it back in gear.
Eva, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. For more information on any of our topics, go to teepasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Teepa Snow. And you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching. And if you liked, if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Oh, and if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website, www.teepasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.